The annual True False Film Fest is best known for the documentaries that define and challenge the term creative nonfiction, but the festival also showcases art of other forms. The 2019 festival is no exception. This year's collection of art installations includes Break Into Blossom by local artist Sarah Nguyen. KBIA reporter Sam Mosher sat down with Nguyen to discuss the making of Break Into Blossom.
Nguyen's installation, Break Into Blossom, is a life-size replica of Little Boy, the atomic bomb dropped in Hiroshima, Japan in 1945. It's 10 feet long, made to look rusted, and covered in moss and cherry blossoms. It was inspired by the story Einstein Saves Hiroshima, written by her husband and MU English professor Fong Nguyen. The story asks, what if Einstein didn't sign off on the Manhattan Project and Little Boy then never detonated?
This piece actually was commissioned by the Wing Luke Museum in 2016 for an exhibition called The Teardrops That Wound. And it was an exhibition asking artists to draw from themes about the absurdity of war. And we looked at Fong's stories throughout the book and came across that story and said, you know, this would be perfect. And it took a year for us to make this piece, or for myself to make this piece. I did have help. I had assistance from the artist Justin Shaw, who is based in Warrensburg, Missouri, and works at University of Central Missouri. And he helped create the replica of Little Boy.
So speaking of Justin Shaw, that's one of the things I wanted to bring up. You received your bachelor's in illustration from the Rhode Island School of Design,
yes,
and your master's in painting from the University of the Arts in Philadelphia. And so this installation obviously required a lot of painting, but it's also part sculpture.
Mm-hmm.
Have you worked with sculptors in the past, or what was that collaboration for this project like?
Well, so I'm a multimedia artist in that I love experimenting with different mediums. And my main medium that I work with is paper. So I do quite a bit of very intricate hand-cut paper pieces or a lot of sculpting with paint. I'm not a 3D artist, though. And so I haven't worked with other artists in this kind of span, or, you know, how big this project was and what it would take. So Justin is a very good friend. And the honest answer is that we had him over for dinner. And after a couple of drinks, I asked him if he would be interested in helping me with this project. I was mostly asking about materials, saying, you know, I know foam is something you can work with. And after a couple more drinks, he said, yes, I absolutely will make this for you. And then the next day I got a call from him and said, did I just commit to making a life-size replica of Little Boy? And I said, yes, you did. Yes, you did. And about 6 months later, he delivered it on his pickup truck to my garage. It was amazing. The piece is just, it works like a dream in terms of installing it, but it really does look like a bomb. And you can only imagine what that was like working with it in my studio. I had this life-size replica of Little Boy, and Little Boy's about 10 feet long and about 3.5-4 feet wide, that I was painting on and that I was aging to look like it had been rusted and covered with moss and lichen. And at the time, I put it in my garage and would have my garage door open. So, of course, the mail person had many questions for me. But I really do see this as a collaboration between Justin and myself and my husband, because we were all on board with it.
Now, this piece is obviously inspired by historical and political themes, and a lot of your other work is inspired by folklore.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see Break Into Blossom fitting into those larger themes, or do you kind of see it as something that differs from your other work?
Well, the reason why my work is inspired by folklore, Gao St. Zhao, who is the author of Soul Mountain, and I hope I'm pronouncing his name correctly, he writes that folklore is made up of three things. It's made up of history and of legend and of personal experience. So Break Into Blossom has those three components. It has history, and that history is represented by these three large, and they're 20 foot long by 4 feet across, paper scrolls that surround Little Boy, the replica of Little Boy. I have visited Japan, and we went to Hiroshima, and we saw some trees still standing from the time after the bomb fell. And the trees, the bark was stripped completely. They were ghost skeletons. So those three scrolls represent what happened. And then there is the legend, which is the little boy being there covered with moss, becoming rather than Einstein's monster, but this gentle giant that you see. It's really quite wonderful. And then the personal history, we have these rosy pink cherry blossoms that are spread throughout the piece that people can write their wishes for the future on. So yes, it is different, but it has those three elements which my pieces carry as well.
I love that viewers will be able to add their own small history to the piece. On that note, what do you hope viewers at True False take from Break Into Blossom when they see it?
You know, when it comes to my work, I'm really very interested in people's own reflections and what the work might bring. Break Into Blossoms, I really hope that people can, re-examine the past. And if they can ask, well, what if this didn't happen? Sort of ask the question of not only why did it happen, but does it really need to happen again? When we are in this day and age with sort of people making these blind threats that unfortunately I take very seriously, I think we need to examine what we have and in our toolbox. I mean, we have these weapons on hand. If only we didn't, you know, what a better world it would be. So I do hope that people can at least sort of examine the history and learn from it as we're supposed to and say we're not going to make these mistakes again.
Break Into Blossom can be seen at the 2019 True False Film Fest. The installation will be displayed in the Missouri United Methodist Church lobby on South 9th Street. You can see more of Sarah's work online at sanguyen.com. That's sanguyen.com.
Thank you for listening to Off the Clock on KBIA. I'm Lauren Brown.